Disorder. X1075.
Josh Bell is in the studio.
Hello, Josh.
Oh. Oh,
listen to that thunderous applause. Mm,
they're so happy.
They love you. Well, we're always happy when you're here because you give us insight. You always show up on time.
Man, well, yes. He is I the most punctual person.
Bring us dope.
Yeah, man.
He didn't agree with that.
No.
He doesn't share
his
tone.
Disagree.
I don't know what to say to that.
Let's talk some movies, my friend.
Let's.
What's coming out this weekend?
There's some obscure little a sequel to a movie from 20 years ago. Why would they make a sequel to a movie from 20 years ago? Like,
wow.
Someone's going to remember.
Yeah. Like actually, like a trilogy, and the last one in the trilogy was like 18.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know what the point is. But yeah, in case you live under a rock, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is the big release this week. Mm-hmm. It comes out today. In fact, it's been showing since last night at midnight, so the hardcore fans have probably seen it like five times already. But it is the fourth film in the exciting and well-loved Indiana Jones series with, I don't know, do I really need to explain who Indiana Jones is?
No. Probably not.
Okay.
No.
And
from
in
Indiana.
This,
right?
He is, yeah, exactly. Yeah, just okay. Go with that. Yeah, all that's right. Good. And this installment, I don't know how much I can reveal about the plot. People go crazy about
it. I wouldn't do any spoilers
say.
Or whatever.
And so in the end of this movie, what happens is Indiana Jones is on a quest for the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, as the title implies, which is an ancient city where there's a skull made of crystal and they have to return it. And he runs into the Soviets. It takes place 20 years after the last Indiana Jones movies, which were in the 30s with the Nazis. And this time he's fighting the Russians, led by Cate Blanchett, who I think does a good job as the villain here. She's always entertaining, and she does her sort of Boris and Natasha Russian accent. It's not entirely believable, but I thought she was entertaining as the villain. And Shia LaBeouf is his sidekick.
Boo.
The young... people hate Shia LaBeouf, and I'm not exactly sure why. I mean,
because he's successful.
Exactly.
Way too successful for his age.
Okay, but I mean, I think he's a perfectly decent actor, and for what he's called upon to do here, which is basically be Indiana Jones' sidekick and do some punching and kicking, and, you know, he does a perfectly good job, and he plays a kind of silly greaser stereotype, and, you know, I think he's fine. There's a little too much... too many characters in this movie. Indiana Jones, he's got the Shia LaBeouf, he's got Karen Allen as his old love interest from Raiders of the Lost Ark, who shows up again. Ray Winstone plays this sort of another sidekick, and I felt like it could have streamlined. In general, the movie could have been streamlined a lot.
And to me, it seemed like it's believable when you're the hero of a movie and you're dragging your girl along behind you when you're being chased by something or someone. But when you're dragging four other people behind you, it just seems a little unlikely that that the chase could continue for very long.
That is true. And it does get a little unwieldy, especially during those long chases where you have to keep track of where is everyone and how are they all getting to where they need to go.
Right. Great chases, though.
Yeah, but again, I think the chases go on a little too long. And I feel this way about some of the other Indiana Jones movies, that tank chase in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade is like 25 minutes long.
It was
awesome. It's ridiculous. 100%
cool.
So I would say maybe 87% cool.
No,
it could have trimmed a bit. And the movie, I don't want to give too much away, but to me the plot diverges a little too much from the parameters established for the Indiana Jones franchise with the whole archaeology theme. It goes a little too sci-fi, and... You know, there are a lot of nitpicky things I think that I thought of to complain about this movie after seeing it. But while I was watching it, I was mostly entertained. And I think that's the bottom line.
I hear 3 stars coming.
Uh-oh. And, you know, I was saying this early off the air. To me, this seems like the summer of adequacy with the blockbusters, you know, with your Iron Man and the Chronicles of Narnia. And, you know, nothing substantially bad about them, but nothing substantially great either. And
wow.
I felt that way about this one too. So yeah, I give it 3 stars.
Oh,
only 3 stars for Indiana Jones.
3 out of 5 for Indiana Jones.
In your face.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously, first of all, I could give it 0 stars and people would go see it anyway.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think...
I don't know. The entire film industry depends
collapse,
on your reviews.
Yes, absolutely.
It's funny. Josh and I were talking about it, and, you know, of course, we're talking about stuff that we're not going to reveal on the radio because we don't want to ruin the movie for people. But I pretty much agree with almost everything he said about this movie. But because I'm a big Indiana Jones fan, I wouldn't give it that low of a rating because it's just nice.
Right.
I don't think they had enough of the old friends coming back. You know what I'm saying? I heard that Sala, John Rhys Davies.
Yeah.
I heard he didn't come back because he asked for too much money. I honestly think maybe they should have just paid it because there were like three different people that were big parts of the movie that you'd never even seen before.
But at the same time, do you need to add yet another
take away those useless crap people and put in somebody that was a big part of the series before this.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so much there, I think, that's giving nods to the fans, and they're really working hard to get that in there, I think. So fans will probably, what I was going to say is that fans will probably enjoy it simply just to revisit all this stuff, and they do capture the spirit of it in a lot of ways. Although at the same time, one of my colleagues at The Weekly, who is a huge fan, has been waiting his entire life, it seems, for this movie, was inordinately disappointed because it didn't live up to everything he was hoping for.
Yeah, don't build yourself up too high.
Yeah, I think you just go in with the right expectation, and it's a fun time, which is what people are looking for.
Is it better than The Mummy?
You know, it's been a while since I saw...
Or any of that derivative crap.
I kind of liked the original The Mummy, but it's been a few years, so I couldn't say definitively whether or not it's better than The Mummy.
It's better than The Village, because nothing is worse than The Village.
It's better than The Village. My God. What kind of standard is that?
Since we're talking about standards here, I would say that the reason why I like Shia LaBeouf so much... I wouldn't even say that I like him so much. He's so much better than Hayden Christensen, though.
Hell yes.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. He has a lot more
personality. That's why he doesn't annoy me so much.
Yeah. Okay, touché.
I don't find him annoying at all. I think he lives up to exactly what's expected of him in this movie, and I don't know why people have such strong negative reactions to him.
I'd hit it.
What?
What?
Okay.
you'd have sex with Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah. It is a chick, right?
No.
No, it's not. That's a dude?
No, that's a dude. His name's Shia LaBeouf.
Oh.
Is he French? Where's his name come from?
His parents are Cajun or something.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just going to make stuff up about him.
his parents are Cajun. They're Creoles.
Yeah. They're spicy.
Stupid.
All right. Anything else coming out this weekend?
There's a couple small indie movies opening. Independent films. Oh. Small independent films. But otherwise, no. I mean, this movie is taking over everything.
Mm. Yeah.
So, if you don't want to see the Indiana Jones, then I don't know what to tell you. You're out of
Iron Man's supposed to be very good. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, they're still
and Forgetting
out.
Sarah Marshall.
Sarah Marshall.
The Narnia
is good. And the Harold and Kumar is still out. All of those entertaining options if you didn't want to see any. But in terms of what's new this week, you know, Indiana Jones is really dominating the old multiplex.
I can imagine so.
Anything on DVD this coming week that we should care about?
The one major thing on DVD this coming week is actually a movie I haven't seen, is the new Rambo movie. So,
I haven't seen that either.
You know, if you like Rambo, then I don't know what to say about you. You know, I would say rent the first Rambo.
The first Rambo is a very good movie.
Yeah, the first Rambo is actually surprisingly complex. But by this one, I think there's 236 people killed by Rambo in this latest movie.
We did instant movie reviews for Rambo when it came out, and it did receive an overwhelmingly positive response.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
From psychopaths.
Yeah, people who listen to this show, yes.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
They will stab you in the parking lot.
I can't wait.
And what about a classic rental for the week?
Going back on the whole archaeology and really historically accurate theme, we've got Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Ah, yes.
Who, much like Indiana Jones, were on a quest and slightly more comedic. But, it's a classic.
Great movie.
It's very, very funny. It's one of those movies that people quote over and over and over again, but deservedly so. And it's one of those things also that I think a lot of people know a lot about but don't even realize that they haven't seen. But it's worth going back and actually seeing it. And it's much better than Spamalot, the show over at
the Wynn.
I
haven't seen that, so you don't like that?
It was okay, but it was like they would take a joke that was like one line in the movie, and then they make like a 5-minute number out of it and just kill all the humor. See the movie instead.
Holy Grail is awesome.
Is there any foods you don't like that you want to blast on the show, Josh?
I'm sorry. I didn't
come in here talking crap about Indiana Jones and then spam a lot
with the beloved
John Cleese.
John Cleese isn't in it.
No.
He's the voice of God, like once or twice.
Yeah, but I think it's
he's featured in it. But he's not as a normal,
like he's done like one or two guest appearances.
Yeah,
but that's
it. Eric Idle is really the force behind that. So
wrote it.
Oh, well, to hell with
in.
Eric Idle.
Yeah.
All right, you want to play Josh Bell Knows Everything?
Let's, please.
If you beat Josh Bell today, you get some tickets to go see Carlos Mencia. He's going to be at the Pearl this Saturday. 791-1075. If you think you know more about film than Josh Bell, 791-1075. Here's Chevelle, I get it. I'm Extreme Disorder.
Extreme Disorder. X 107.5.